Psychology Science Minute brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Shannon Canalupo, clinical psychology doctoral student. Of all mood disorders, depression is the most prevalent and immobilizing, causing distress and higher suicide rate. What are the trends in its prevalence and its treatment for individuals with different levels of education attainment? Researchers use the National Health and Nutrition Survey data collected from 5,000 randomly selected persons every 2 years between 2005 and 2014, totaling 30,000 adults. They reviewed information collected through interviews and depression symptom questionnaires and determined educational attainment and participation in psychotherapy and pharmacotherapy. Results: the prevalence of depression increased from 2005 to 2014. Over time, trends showed that those with less educational attainment indicated more depressive symptoms. Depressed women with more educational attainment remained stable, but educated men decreased in their depressive symptoms. Over time, men's rate of participation and treatment increased while women remained stable. Women who were depressed and had lower educational attainment received less treatment, but men in treatment received the same amount as they had previously. The most concerning results in this study were that depressed women did not increase their participation in treatment, despite U.S. national health care policy changes designed to improve access to mental health care. Encourage those with depression to seek treatment. That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Shannon Canalupo.